What's up, my fellow ear carriers? It's your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, coming at you from my anchor station, Professionally Silly, where I take my silliness seriously. we have a lot to discuss today, but before we get started, have you subscribed to the station yet? Oh, you haven't? It's okay, I'll wait. I really don't have anything else to do, so. Time's up! Did you subscribe yet?
Oh, thank you.
Happy hump day, listeners. Halfway through the weekend, almost time for me to get white girl wasted off some brown liquor, okay? Shit, my cousin came to visit me last week and he left half a bottle of Hennessy here. Yes! Today is National Truffle Day and National Life Insurance Day. Now, I'm not sure if Hallmark has cards for today yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. They got cards for everything. National Truffle Day is observed annually on May 2nd, and on this day, the deliciously sweet chocolate truffle gets the spotlight. It's traditionally made with chocolate ganache center coated in chocolate and icing and cocoa powder and chopped nuts or even coconut. Oh, God. And the truffle may be filled with other fillings, such as cream, melted chocolate, caramel, nuts, fruit, nugget, fudge, toffee, mint, marshmallows, or even liqueur. Is anyone else getting orally excited here? Because the bitch is salivating like Pavlov's dog? And you know what? If you don't get that reference, that's cool. Google it. France is believed to be the inventor of the chocolate truffle in around December 1895. So you truffle lovers out there, you better thank France for their yummy contribution. Life Insurance Day? Who knew? Now we do. May 2nd marks the anniversary of the first day life insurance became available in the United States. Now, the sale of life insurance in the U.S. began in the late 1760s. It's said that Philadelphia and New York City created the Corporation for Relief of Poor and Distressed Widows and Children of Presbyterian Ministers in 1759. Now, between 1787 and 1837, more than 24 life insurance companies were started, but fewer than half a dozen survived. Life insurance can help many people. I mean, it can pay off debts and loans, providing surviving family members with a chance to move on with a clean slate. You know, it can help with college tuitions. It can keep families in their homes. It can buy loved ones time to grieve. It can provide a stream of income for a family to live on for a long period of time. Damn. I learned some stuff today in researching this, so this is really interesting. I hope you did too. So I'm going to run out and get some life insurance and some truffles. I'll be right back. What the entire fuck? With all the cameras, phones, and social medias everywhere, people still do and say stupid shit. Elementary school principal caught under fire for reportedly joking about black special needs student. That's right. And that's just the title. Oh my God, I'm livid. Oh, please join me in my lividness, please. Because when you hear the rest of this, I promise you, you most likely will. Okay. Now, elementary school principal Shauna Schweringhin, whatever the fuck her name is, she was heard saying, "We'll call the police and tell them he has a gun so they come faster." A Houston elementary school teacher joked about a black special needs student, according to the local news reports. Now, she later did issue an apology for the comment, but still, fuck her, okay? She's now eating her words. Hell yeah, she is. Because in the modern age of the internet, everyone is aware of everything, okay? And this bitch must be stupid as hell, because to say something that ridiculous right now, especially when Twitter is a thing, you must be dumb as fuck. I say fire the bitch. And as a black person, it pisses me off that she made this so-called joke. The police are killing unarmed black men every day all over the country and beyond. So to joke about putting a young black boy in danger is not funny. It's terrifying. You know, she's supposed to be an educator. She's supposed to be someone these children can trust. And she says she's joking. No. People say they're joking so they can get away with saying what they really want to say without having to, you know, pay, you know, the price for what they've said. That's what that shit is. Now, because there are people who actually do, you know, kill unarmed black men, people actually do this, it's not funny. And I know I'm not the only one who wants to go upside her head a couple of times. I say once again, fire the bitch. And Kanye, just so you know, unarmed black men don't choose to be shot down simply for being black. Because that motherfucker thinks that slavery was a choice. Fuck him and fuck anybody else who agrees with the stupid shit that dumbass motherfucker has said. Whew, okay, I'm sorry, child. I'm sorry. Whew, shit got real for a second. Your audible boo thing will be back after this random sound. I just need to take a chill pill for a minute. Whew, what up? I'm black. Now I'm just playing. I'm back. I had to take a second to chill out and change my vibe and remember the silly parts of the professional, okay? And let me tell you, this next segment is a little too much. Let's talk about the Air Sex Championship. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, you heard correctly. Air Sex Champions is an event that is held where people pretend to have sex in the air or with the air. It's very much like air guitar. Let me tell you something. I have jammed my ass off on some dope ass air guitar in my day. All right. But I have never attempted air sex before, especially in public where I'm judged. Now, maybe it's just me, but sex in public is meant to be watched in the comfort of my own home whilst on the Pornhub website under the public category. Not that I've ever watched Pornhub, of course. But, okay, maybe I have a couple of videos, maybe one or two a year. But you know what? It is actually an event when there's a contest. And you get to make it to the championships. And I've seen these videos, and it is quite entertaining to watch. Let me tell you something. At your next gathering, go on YouTube, type in Air Sex Championship, and just enjoy the laughter that fills the room. Because it's kind of weird to watch by yourself. Just saying. Ooh, that was a random sound. Shout out to all of my listeners for letting me borrow your ears today. And, you know, today's episode was a lot. We learned what May 2nd is celebrated for. We found out that racism is alive and well in Texas. And air sex is, I guess it's a sport? I don't know. I don't know what's going on in this world, but I'm in it. You know what I mean? But be sure to click that subscribe or favorite button for the station so you'll be notified when I upload next. Because the Professionally Silly Station is available on many auditory platforms, such as here on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, and Overcast. So you have no excuse not to listen. And you know what? Professionally Silly is steadily expanding. Fingers crossed, obviously. That's up to you guys. Help us sister out.
Oh, thank you.
Also, in other news, I finally got myself a Google voice number to share with you guys. This way you can call in and share your thoughts no matter which Audible platform you're listening to. So you can comment on the podcast, or maybe you saw something on my other social medias you want to talk about. You can call in for advice, or just if you want to give a few topic ideas for Professionally Silly. All you have to do is dial 805-664-1828. Once again, the number is 805-664-1828. And share with me your most inner thoughts and secrets. Or you can just say how much you love my content. Once again, the number is 805-664-1828. Call your Audible boo thing and share opinions with me. Once more, I'm Amber Smiles Jones for the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously.